You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Vancouver. How's it going? This coming at you right after that game against the Canadiens from Montreal. And I was thinking, we got to play these guys, what, two more times after this, during this stretch? I think by the third episode, I'll do the whole episode in French. Okay, maybe I'll do 5 minutes in French, okay? Because we got to do it. That other language in Canada. Now, your Canucks, did they win this game? Did they lose this game? I don't know. I'm doing this in the past again because I got things to do at 9 o'clock. And I'm also extremely tired. And one thing I learned about myself is I am way better when I listen to my body. And you know what? You listeners are not more important than my body. Okay? That's just a fact. That being said, I'm still giving you an episode. And I did just witness a Tyler Toffoli goal for the Montreal Canadiens. So I thought, hey, why don't we do this, right? Since this is the stretch in which all these players Jim Benning couldn't afford, thanks to the likes of who? Sven Berchi, Brandon Sutter, Jay Beagle. Who else? Everyone else? Why don't we do this? I'm going to give you the top 10 wastes of money in the world, okay? Yeah, you heard that right. And we had to do it. We'll also talk a little bit about my relationship with the Canucks and my fandom for the Packers. Why? Why will we do that? Because, A, it's my fucking show.
Man, we're going to have a lot of fun tonight in Vancouver, all my real fans.
Yo, welcome. Yes, welcome to another episode of Sippin' on a 40. My name, Kyle Bowen. That's K-Y-L-E-B-H-A-W-A-N. You can find the show on the Nux Misconduct Network, wherever you listen to your hockey podcast. And why don't you just give it a swipe or a tap while you're there? Because I promise you, yes, I promise you, you will just make your hockey life a little bit better. Speaking of having your hockey life feel a little bit better, how about Tyler Toffoli, okay? He just scored his second goal against the Vancouver Canucks, the same team that he was waiting for a phone call from, but couldn't get that deal done. Why? Well, because of guys like Jake Virtanen, Sven Berchi, Brandon Sutter, Jay Beagle, Antoine Roussel, Louis Erickson. Hey, I've done my best to be optimistic because I'm that type of dude, okay? We're talking about game number 5, all right? A game that's not even over yet. But this is alarming. It seems as if there is levels of karma here. Because those decisions, right? Those contracts. Yeah, they were in the past. And yeah, there were mistakes. But straight up. Yes, yeah, straight up. They're some of the worst mistakes in the NHL. That's just a fact. So why don't we do it, okay? I'm going to give you a list. Again, I'm doing this in the past, not after the game. I got something to do at 9 o'clock. But hey, Kyle Bowen cares about you. Not that much, but cares about you. And we got to give you this list. Because that's what we do when we lose. And again, I don't know if we lost today, but hey, based on those free agents that are just fucking up the Canucks over the last couple of days, it kind of feels like it. It really does. So let's play the music. Okay, let's play the music. I'm going to give you the top 10 wastes of money according to wonderaggressive.com. Okay, a simple Google search. I love this. My favorite part of the program. Should we start from the top or at number 10? Let's go to number 10. We'll go from the bottom, all right? Number 10. This is something. And this is a waste of money, I think. Not really. In fact, I'm going to say not really. I don't think I have the right to say that this is a waste of time because I've told myself over the last couple of years that I would love to go back to university. Because I fuck with learning. You know the deal. I've been trying to shove books down your throat for the first week of season number two of Sipping on a 40. I fuck with learning. I didn't fuck with learning before, but now I do. Now on this list, at number 10, they have university being the biggest, well, the 10th biggest waste of money. I don't really agree with that. I don't. And now, should it cost thousands and thousands, and in cases in the States, you know, five digits? No, that's bullshit. Because again, we're talking about learning, something that is so important. Something that shouldn't cost you an arm and a leg. Something that shouldn't cost you debt that will be borderline impossible to pay off for a lot of people. But university, come on, I can't say it's a complete waste of money, especially since I'm like, what, a three-time dropout? You got to talk to someone that has their degree. And I know a lot of people do agree that it is a waste of money, but for me, I don't know, man. I don't know. Okay, number 9, we got fast food. I've only bought fast food, twice since the middle of November? Some Wendy's, and what else did I get? Some A&W? And yeah, I've saved money. Okay, I feel like I can buy a car, buy a house with the amount of money that I've saved from buying fast food. Unbelievable. And now these prices, man, you might as well go to a restaurant. You might as well order from Skip the Dishes. Straight up, man. You getting a meal is $13. I know some people that buy fast food 5 times a week. It is what it is. Maybe they have a good job, but hey, my opinion, that's a big waste of money, and everyone knows it. Everyone knows it. You could buy some sick drip, some sick swag, some of that Balenciaga Pedersen's rocking, right? Some of that Pedersen swag if you stop spending money at these fast food companies. And number 8, we got diamonds and jewelry. Why is that? I don't know. I don't own any bling. Not yet. I kind of want bling, though. I fuck with it. Some people think it's too materialistic. I think it's fly. Heck, when this podcast makes me millions, I'm gonna spend some money on some jewelry. Why not? Sparkle around the neighborhood. Why not? Is this a waste of money? I don't know. Number 7, paper towels. 1 ton of paper towels is equal to 17 trees and 20,000 gallons of water. What? Are you serious? 1 ton. That's a lot, though. That's a lot of paper towels. Well, what type of point are you trying to make here? Paper towels are important, I think. Now, you could reuse cloths to, you know, get the job done, I guess. Is this a waste of money? I guess so. Is it? You kind of need them. You tell me. Okay, you tell me. Number 6, weddings. That's something else, man. That's a chirp. The person writing this definitely has been through a couple divorces. Well, let's be honest. That's just a fact. Weddings being a waste of money, I think weddings are beautiful. You know, if you're with the right person, why not just ball out, have a good time? Remember that moment for you and your family and your friends. Again, someone who wrote this, or the person who wrote this, was definitely going through it and had a divorce. Number 6, really a biggest waste of money? Come on. Number 5, bottled water. Bottled water, this is a waste of money. Well, sometimes you need a bottle of water. Come on, man. Sometimes you do. That being said, I do think it's time to invest in some quality water bottles. Multiple water bottles. That's the thing, okay? You can't just buy one and think it's going to last you the year. You gotta supply yourself with 3 or 4 or 5 water bottles. You really do. Because bottled water, that shit's fucking up the world. It really is. Number 4, new cars. New cars? I get that they, you know, they lose value right away, straight out of the lot. You're losing, what, 10%, 15% of that car's worth? But they fun, yo, right? Is this a waste of money? What if you had the money? When you drive it off the lot, it can depreciate, what? 40% of the price? What? That you paid seconds before? Damn, bro. Damn, bro. Don't waste your money. Number 3, playing the lottery. I agree with this, man. I agree with this. There are better things to do with your money than just wishing, you know? I think. I know, for sure. And I think people do get addicted to the to the thrill of possibly winning the lottery. And it could be quite expensive, right? And by the end of it, if you accumulate all the dollars that you spend weekly on these lottery tickets, when you're sitting on your deathbed, I wonder how much money you would have saved. And I think that would matter, especially to those who want to win the lottery, because money is important to you. In fact, it was used to carry a lot of that hope that you brought to this world. You got to use your hope wisely. And I think that hoping for a lottery ticket win on the weekly basis is kind of fucking draining. Okay, number two, designer clothing. I don't know. What if you want to rock some clothes? What if you want to rock some swag? I get it. Some of the shit that you pay $400 for is probably worth at a physical value of what? $10, $15, $20? And you're paying for the brand. I get it. But hey, sometimes you need that drip. I would be a bad general manager, eh? I think I would. Number one, cigarettes. Louis Erickson is like a fucking cigarette, okay? Like a cigarette habit. Spending all that money on what? On what? Literally speaking, what? A detriment to your organization. Look. I'm Kyle Bowen. K-Y-L-E-B-H-A-W-A-N. I've been on the side. I've been on the side of this organization. And I've tried, you know, stepping away from what the people are saying, right? Because I feel as if what this team did last year, it didn't prove to the masses that there's a contender here, but I think it proved that this may work. Through all this bullshit, this may work. And by bullshit, I mean the money that they spent on all this uselessness. And that's what it is. That's what it is. And it could only work because of some of the star talent they have on this team. The Patterson, the Hugheses. It can kind of clean up that mess. That $20 million mess that Benning has been responsible for. I had to do it. The top 10 wastes of money only on sipping on a 40. Especially after we saw Markstrom do what he did against the Canucks. And let's be real, let's be honest. Markstrom is probably going to do that throughout the season because he's Jacob Markstrom. And now Tyler Toffoli scores 2 goals against Vancouver. Again, a team that he wanted to stay with. Pettersson wanted Toffoli on this team, but there was no way it could happen because Jim Benning had to sign a Jake Virtanen. And he didn't want to buy out Brandon Sutter. We've talked about it on the program. That is inexcusable. It makes absolutely no sense. But unfortunately, it is what it is. I wonder if the Canucks won tonight. As we're making this, it's 3-2. I think Besser just scored a goal. They better win tonight. If they don't win tonight... Oh, man. I had a friend who I was watching the game with virtually half an hour ago. And he said he doesn't even go on social media during the Canucks games because of how depressing it is. And I wish that he understood that it's not really that big of a deal. Just grow some thicker skin, I'm sorry. And sports fans can react any way they want to react because it's just sports. It really is. And we are talking about a franchise that hasn't given much of anything. Real talk, much of anything to this fan base over 50 years. It becomes a dangerous place, though. Elliot Friedman, remember that this week? He was careful with his words because he understands how sensitive this city can get when they lose. When they lose 3 of 4, it's something else. But it is warranted. It is, to a certain extent. It is. Now me, I just stay patient for whatever reason. I'm trying to figure it out, right? I'm trying to figure out why I've been so different with my approach to what happens with this organization. 2 years ago, if I saw what was happening right now, I'd be irate. Hashtag fire Benning. But I don't know, life's a little different, you know? Maybe it's because of the meditation I do, you know, 6 times a year. Who knows? Who knows? Maybe it is really because of Hughes and Patterson and how this team proved me wrong and how that is enabling me to be more patient with whatever happens, especially in the first 10 games. Or maybe it's because the Green Bay Packers, baby. The Green Bay Packers. That's my team. That's the team that I really spend my emotions on when it comes to the world of sports. It doesn't mean I dislike the Canucks any more than I love the Packers. But for whatever reason, they just get my energy. They get my emotion. And when I come back to the Canucks, it's just hockey. It's just commentating. It's just waiting for the games to matter. Waiting for important games. 56-game schedule, the first 5 games of the season. Yeah, okay, they are somewhat bigger than normal, but it's still early in the season. And this team does have the talent to make things happen, but it also has the anchors. The anchors to slow this thing down. Who knows, man? Who knows? What an episode, right? Sipping on a 40, my name, Kyle Bowen, KyleBhawna. Go Pack Go. Sunday, we trying to beat Tom Brady and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. The episodes of Sipping on a 40 will be completely different if we make the Super Bowl. Yes, I promise you, a different type of energy. I hope we do it. Okay? Subscribe to the Nux Misconduct Network. Power of the Towel with Nick Bondi. Just had Carolyn Cameron on. A lot of great conversation points. Check it out. Go check out the other network, the Post It Up Network. I'll put the information to that in the bio. We also make a playlist that updates every Sunday with 22 songs on Apple Music and Spotify. Again, we'll put the links to those in the bio as well. Again, Kyle Bowen, KyleBhawna. Have a good morning, a good afternoon, a good night. We don't know when you're listening to this, but we appreciate it. Peace.